Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Robert Miller, Robert, back to this. What's the Christmas party story?
Hello, Joe. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm clear.
Okay, Joe, so we decided as a small company just to book an event there for Christmas for the staff, and best parties ever was one that came up on Google search for an alternative for a Christmas party venue. So we investigated and it looked interesting, went ahead and booked it, paid all the money, and then we decided to go ahead and book, you know, we can buy vouchers and things like that for the casino and for drinks. So we went ahead and bought some vouchers as well.
And where was the venue?
Down in Dunleary. They set up a marquee down where the old ferry terminal used to be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we got an email there on Saturday about 1 o'clock to say they had to postpone the event due to the pending storm that was coming. And then we got a text message about 4 o'clock to say please contact them, regarding the cancellation.
And how many people do you know are going to this?
Well, they catered for up to about 400 people.
Wow.
Okay, so they've different nights. Like, some are sold out, some are they...
So you got your money back and you went somewhere?
No, we haven't got the money back. So we had decided that we'd meet up in Hartley's there in Dunleary for a few cocktails before we went in. And then we just rang them up. We got that text message and email. We said, look, Hartley's, they're getting savings available. And we tightly they had. And they were fantastic that night. So
you went to Hartley's. Sorry, your phone has gone again.
Is it gone again?
Okay. You went to Hartley's and the dinner was $87.50 a head, and you could buy drinks vouchers at, what, 50 quid a head or whatever?
Something like that, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're now claiming the impending storm was an act of God.
That's right. So they're refusing. They were refusing to give my money back to me yesterday when I spoke to them.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was only for your Lady Tara there. She rang them there today. Suddenly they had a change of attitude and said they'd refunded left the €25 deposit that was paid. They'd keep it for next year's party.
And how many nights? I know it was on a Friday night because my son was there and he thought it was brilliant.
Right, okay.
But in fairness to them, how many nights was it due to be on for in the marquee?
I think there was a good 10 nights in total.
10 nights?
If I remember correctly.
Well, could they not have facilitated you on another night? I know...
They could have, but I suppose the fact that we then had our Christmas party in Hartley's, which were fantastic. The service was fantastic, the food was fantastic, so we had a great night at the end of it. But if I don't get a refund, it's going to cost me double what it was going to cost me for a Christmas party.
What should you shell out, by the way, between...
Well, we pay them €1,157.
And how much you pay on drinks vouchers?
There was about €350 in drinks vouchers.
And were they saying yesterday we're holding on to all the money, including
all the money they were giving,
including your drinks vouchers?
Absolutely everything. Yeah.
But now, when Tara got on to them from the program here, they relented somewhat. Well, they said they're holding on to some of the money.
Well, I spoke to.
And Robert, do you reckon that they've told us everybody that was due to go on Saturday night, hard luck, act of God, bye bye?
Oh, I'd say so. Absolutely. I wouldn't be the only person singled out. I'd say there's a lot of very frustrated and disappointed people.
But now that they're giving you back your money less, is it just less 25 quid?
€25 per person.
Oh, well, per person, sorry.
Yeah, per person. So when I spoke to them there just before lunch hour, they said they would give us all the money back less 25, and I said, no, I'm not interested in you holding on to €25 for next year, so we might not decide to go. So she said, okay, we'll give you back 100%. And then we got an email subsequently afterwards, and it said, no, we've decided we're going to keep a hold of your €25.
Okay.
So we'll have to see how we get on with that one.
Okay.
Well, I just think it's very bad form. I mean, people were very disappointed. Obviously, a lot of companies put a lot of time and effort.
I know that Christmas parties are such an important part. See, I know for bonding and all the kind. But Robert, did it say on your ticket if the marquee is blown away?
Well, you see, there's always a small fine print which most people don't read, and I have to put my hand up and say we didn't go into the finer details because you don't expect anything to happen like that. Okay. But and I actually sent a copy of those terms and conditions over to Tara there in your research there to see if she had the chance to go over it. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that now. Does it actually say they can hold on to €25 booking deposit?
Okay.
You know? But I would imagine, though, Joe, I had not gone in touch with you there this morning about this, they'd be still holding the line that we're not paying you back any money at all.
And you reckon you would have been down nearly, what, 1,500 quid?
On the night, yeah, between everything else as well, you probably would have been €1,500.
Okay, Robert, thanks indeed. Let's hear if anyone else in the same predicament. 51551, joe@rt.ie.